now welcome in the call of the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Bye week for your team last week. How did you make use of that?
Well, our coaches got out a little bit recruiting. You know, our coordinators haven't been out yet. You know, our special teams guy hadn't been out much. Our offensive line guy. So it gave our guys a chance. They left on Sunday and spent Monday and Tuesday recruiting. We got back on Wednesday and started cranking it back up. So, you know, it got the coaches out a little bit to recruit, to keep that process going. You know, with the bye week, you know, the first couple practices were about some of the guys that don't get playing time as much, and some of the older guys we rested up. You know, Andrew Clyde doesn't need snaps, and Ruben and those guys like that. So they got a chance to rest up some. And then, you know, on Friday, we started our, you know, Villanova prep, and then obviously yesterday, you know, even more. So, you know, you want to say we rested up, but, you know, we're banged up, so we needed to rest. And so I think we got a lot accomplished.
Yeah, immediate question, Key, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Can you assess your quarterback situation for us if Kevin Johnson has returned and if there's competition now or Joe Mancuso remains your starter?
Kevin is back. He practiced, I think, maybe last Thursday. I think he was back. You know, say in a red jersey, non-contact, but our quarterbacks are always in red jerseys. So he did practice Thursday. He practiced yesterday. So, yes, he is back.
Will those two fellows compete for the starting job in Saturday's game against Villanova?
I mean, they both have to practice well. You know, we'll make a decision later on in the week, the direction we're going to go. It's nice to have, you know, two guys there, you know, to have that situation. But, you know, once we make a decision who's going, he's going to go. And it's not going to be, you know, any rotation, any every two series or whatever. We're going to make a decision and go with it. We just don't know what the decision is yet.
Hey, if I can follow up, you mentioned recruiting. Based on the last year's first early signing period, did you make adjustments or everything's pretty much status quo as you head into mid-December?
You know, pretty much it's working about like it did into December for us, maybe a little bit further along than it was last year. Matter of fact, it is further along than it was last year. And, you know, you learn, and you kind of knew that a lot had to happen in the summertime. And we did the previous summer, you know, did do quite a bit, but even more this summer as far as getting kids on campus, seeing the facilities. You know, the new facility opened up at the end of July, and that was a great selling point. So I think we're a little bit further ahead, but kind of the same thought process moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Russ, I want to take a look sort of your team at this point on both sides of the ball, and we'll start on the offense, where your team is leading the conference in passing, second overall in total offense, and the fact that you have had to play two different quarterbacks makes that even more impressive. How do you feel like your team has performed offensively to this point?
Well, we moved the ball all year. You know, even both quarterbacks have moved it effectively. You know, we've had a lot of patchwork offensive line stuff, you know, with guys in, out, injuries. And Adam Ross, our offensive line coach, has done an unbelievable job with those guys. The problem offensively is we're turning the ball over too many times, and we're turning it over in critical situations. And, you know, when you play good teams, which in the CAA, they're all good teams, and, you know, you turn the ball over, you know, you got some issues, and we've been turning it over. We've been moving the football. We haven't been great on third down, you know, this year again. And in red zone, we've turned it over a few times that's really hurt us, you know, from putting on points, whether it's field goals or touchdowns. And, you know, when you're playing good teams, those points add up quickly. So, you know, in a way, you know, we're kind of okay with moving the football, but in other ways, you know, third downs, turnovers are absolutely killing us.
I think everyone knew coming into the year how good your receiving core was, and so I guess the passing game's not a shock, but I know running the football was something that that you stressed that wanting to be a little bit better at. In recent weeks, it appears that you've gotten better at that. What has been the key to doing better, and do you feel like you have improved in that area?
Well, yeah, no question we've improved, and we've improved because, you know, our quarterback's getting, you know, 60 to 75 yards a game. So all of a sudden, you know, that puts you in the, you know, 160 range if you're just kind of, you know, average with your backs. But again, that's not, you know, that's not fantastic. But, you know, it's way better than we were last year. And I think having the ability to run the quarterback, whether it's design quarterback runs, you know, on the perimeter stuff, scramble stuff, you know, has helped us here recently.
When we talked a few weeks ago, you're certainly frustrated on the defensive side and made some changes. You said to get the best players on the field and made some alignment changes. How do you feel like that has worked?
Well, we've played the run fairly well. You know, it kind of didn't look like it against Elon, but, you know, you know, Elon's pretty good up front, and that back they played was a good player. We've got to tackle better, and we've got to cover people better. I think our, you know, our front six and seven are pretty effective for us. I think on the back end is where, you know, we've really struggled this year as far as giving up the big plays, not creating turnovers, you know, some missed tackles that are just, you know, that absolutely kill you, and so we have to tackle better, and we have to cover better. I you know, our front four are really good. You know, we've got some linebackers that are really good players, but I think in the secondary is where we've got to play better.
You touched on Andrew Clyde in your comments earlier. He certainly garners a lot of attention. People know who he is, but in the last several games before the bye week, he was racking up quite a few sacks. Just talk about the year he's had and maybe adjustments he's had to make with all the added attention that he gets up front.
He's been playing really, really well. Every week he's played well. You know, he practices like that. He studies film. He knows tendencies. He studies linemen. You know, he's made himself a really good football player by the work ethic, the commitment to be really good. You know, even early in the year when he wasn't getting sacks, he had pressures. You know, he was in the quarterback's face. You know, he did a lot of really good things for us. And, you know, it just so happens that now, you know, he's starting to get the sacks and the tackles for losses and doing those types of things. But, you know, he is – you know, he's such a fantastic person, too. You know, he's going to be a huge success no matter what he does, and just a tremendous player for us.
I know the year to this point hasn't gone the way you would have liked, but what's been the message to your team? What's the biggest focus for your team headed into these last 3 weeks?
Well, obviously, staying together as a football team, you know, not doubting each other. You know, I think the only thing that we can focus on is trying to get a win this Saturday. And that's all you can focus on, you know, is just let's go out, let's prepare this week, let's practice, and let's try to get a win. And then do the same thing the next week and try to get a win. And our guys are still bought in. They're still excited to play. And just as I'm sure Villanova's are too. You know, we got to just keep working and trying to get better, you know, and things that we're not real good at right now, and hopefully we are.
You touched on Villanova coming in. They're certainly a team that has also dealt with some injuries and hasn't had the type of year that they typically have. But as you've started to study them, what are some of the challenges that they present to you?
Well, I feel for Mark. I mean, he has been through some tough injuries. You know, just, you know, last year lose an All-American or two, and then, you know, his quarterback's been out. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, at this level, when you lose marquee players, you know, you're just not replacing them with marquee players. And So, but preparing for them, it's typical. I mean, they're well coached. They're physical on both sides of the ball. You know, just a typical Villanova team. You know, they've had chances to win football games. You know, and just somehow, some way, you know, hadn't gotten it done. Very similar to us. I mean, I would say if you looked at their season and look at our season, you know, it's probably, you know, they look very, very familiar. They got a great program, and I feel like we've got a great place here too. And you know, tough times don't last forever. And you know, as long as you got good kids that are willing to work, you got a chance.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you. See you.